Welcome to Focus First, the Success Podcast, bringing you inspiration and motivation each and every week with your host, Richard Butler.
Hey all, it's Richard Butler, and welcome along to my weekly podcast. Following on from last week, I'm going to talk to you about some listening techniques that anyone can use, because as I said last week, listening is a very important skill that I think we've lost. But it's not just listening, it's active listening, which is really taking part in the conversation and really listening to what the person is saying. Because as I mentioned last week, a lot of times we're listening but we're watching TV or we're looking at WhatsApp or we're on Facebook and we're not really concentrating on what the person has said. So active listening, we could define it as listening with the intent of understanding the total meaning of what's been said. Okay, and one of the things that we should do in this is that we allow the person to speak without interruption, and then you can repeat back what they said. Now, when I say repeat back, I don't mean like a parrot, but when I say without interruption, it's like the worst thing is somebody comes to you for advice and they say, Richard, you're not going to believe what happened. X, Y, and Z happened. And the worst response you can give is, I know exactly what that's like. It happened to me. And the thing is, no, you don't actually know what it's like, because each person will interpret what has happened differently. So that's not active listening. That's kind of like, oh, well, it also happened to me type of thing. So we don't want to do listening like that. And the goal of active listening is to improve the understanding and the communication between the two parties. And I did say that you let the person speak without interruption, but that doesn't just mean being quiet. You want to make sure that you do, when it's appropriate, encourage the person to talk. You try to clarify any points that you don't understand or that they might be saying clearly. And you also want to be aware, obviously, of the intent of the speaker. So, yes, you are remaining quiet when appropriate, but then you are also making sure that they know that you are listening by clarifying some points. And your goal as an active listener is going to be that you enable the speaker to feel like you're truly listening to them and understanding them. Okay? So a couple of things. Obviously, active listening helps if you're in an environment where there's no noise, where you're not going to be interrupted. But let's look at some tips that you can use. Well, always be attentive and stay focused on what the speaker is saying. So again, you don't want to be 30 seconds listening to the person intently and then you're looking at your telephone because it's vibrating in your pocket. Okay. Try and at all times to respect the speaker. And the worst thing is somebody's saying something and you finish their sentence. Okay. That means you're not listening to what they're saying, and that's not being respectful to the speaker. So you really need to listen to what's actually being said and give them the time to communicate the points that they're trying to put across, and don't finish their sentences. And with this, you should also just make sure that you look at their verbal and non-verbal clues, okay? What clues they're giving out verbally and non-verbally. This could be body language, facial expressions, posture, etc. Okay. When listening to a person, keep your own feelings and attitude in check. Don't be confrontational. Don't be angry if at all possible. You're not trying to win an argument. You're trying to understand the person with whom you're speaking. And this becomes important in relationships, in work relationships, that you hold your initial feelings and wait until the person speaks rather than cutting them off mid-sentence, which happens so much, I see, with people who are not good communicators. They have to have their word, they have to talk, so they cut the other person off. Okay, so don't do this. Coupled with this, avoid letting any personal preferences, etc., that you have. Avoid having them affect your listening skills. So again, try and keep your personal beliefs from clouding what the person is saying. Okay, you mightn't like what you're hearing, but as the expression goes, hear me out. Okay, let the person speak. Again, another point is don't jump to conclusions. Okay, so a lot of the times what happens is people are speaking and the listener has already made an assumption, jumped to a conclusion, or they've already said, well, I don't like what the person is saying, but they haven't listened to everything. So always find out all the facts and ask any questions that you may need. Okay, so for example, somebody comes up to you and they look a bit unshaven and they're not dressed to the manner that you would expect, and you immediately say they're homeless. Don't make that assumption, okay? Or they start to speak to you and they're not making any sense. So you assume that there's something wrong with them, that they're drunk, that they're on drugs, whatever it may be. Maybe they're just in a highly stressed situation because they've just seen an accident or something awful has happened to them. So never jump to conclusions. Always listen first and then decide what action you're going to take. We've already mentioned this briefly, and I mentioned it to you last week in the podcast, that if you don't understand what's been said, always ask for clarification by asking questions. Okay. Try not to interrupt straight away. Try and wait for a natural pause in the conversation and then say, sorry, could you just recap on the last point that you made? Or even make notes and then say at the end, when it's appropriate, could you clarify on this? Again, don't become distracted or lose track of what's been said, because sometimes it's very, very easy. We're listening to somebody and we see something. We see a person walking by outside the office. And you start getting distracted and you think about them and you wonder where, I wonder where they're going. Or I wonder where she bought that nice suit. Or I wonder where he gets his haircut. Okay, we live in the information age, and the sort of, I think we all of us suffer from a little bit of attention deficit disorder. We don't focus on things as much as we could. Okay, that we flip from one thing to another like that, just really quickly. Okay, so don't daydream. You can also give non-verbal cues. You don't have to verbally say something, but you can give non-verbal cues, like nodding your head. Okay, if your head is slumped down, the speaker is going to know that you're actually probably having a nap rather than actually listening to them. So non-verbal cues, nodding your head, agreeing with them. Using your hands to say yes, yes, just like I'm doing now. If you could see me on video, and make sure that you do look the speaker in the eye. Sometimes as well, depending on the relationship you have with the person, depending on what they're talking about, just some physical contact can be good. Okay, it's okay. Calm down, Richard. It's okay. And just a gentle touch on the person's shoulder is appropriate, depending on the circumstances, of course. It's always good when you're talking to somebody to repeat back what they said. So, and again, I mentioned this last week as well, that you repeat back what they said. So what you're saying to me, Richard, is, or what I understand is that you're very upset because Mark said this to you and you don't think it's very fair. Okay. Now, when you become a better listener, when you become an active listener, you're going to see a lot of things change. People are going to confide in you. Customers are going to say, yeah, I want to deal with Richard because I know that he knows exactly what I'm looking for. Okay? Especially important in relationships, in sales, negotiations, for coaches. Very, very important to be an active listener. And I guarantee if you use some of the tips from this podcast, you're going to see big changes in your life. Been listening to Richard Butler. I look forward to talking to you next week on my next podcast.
Thank you for listening to Focus First, the Success Podcast. For more inspiration and podcast notes, visit Richard Butler, thesuccesscoach.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.